Mr. Rocky, Bill Axel, welcome to Newsmakers. My guest on the show is Richard Justice of MLB.com. He'll give us the latest news on the game of baseball. Here's what he had to say. Enjoy the podcast. I have one of the best baseball writers in America. His name is Richard Justice. He's from MLB.com. Richard, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Bill.
Richard, I'm going to start off talking about a guy who's not known for being in baseball. He's best known for being in the NBA. His name is Jerry Krause. He passed away yesterday, and people forget that he was in baseball for quite a while. And could you talk about what Jerry Krause did in baseball?
Yeah, you know, he was a scout. I mean, that was what he did, and he prided himself on that. And he looked at home, whether he was scouting the NBA combine or whether he was going to a AAA game or a college game. He liked hanging out at parks. He liked looking at athletes. And, you know, a lot of what he scouted, I think he saw commonalities in great athletes, the way they worked, the way they prepared, the way they had an impact on games. And so he was perfectly at ease in both worlds. Obviously, his larger legacy will be that he created one of the great NBA dynasties of all time. But he was a guy that had that loved baseball as well.
No question about it. I want to talk about Didi Gregorius. Didi Gregorius is going to miss the first month of the season after hurting his shoulder in the WBC. And do you think people are going to make a big deal about this? Like, should players play in exhibition games like that? Or what do you think is going to happen?
Well, players play, you know, and they could get hurt in winter ball, as you know. You're not going to tell Dominican kids and Puerto Rican kids that don't go play winter ball. I mean, that's important to them. Playing in the WBC was important to these guys to wear Netherlands on the front of the uniform, represent the country. It's an identity thing. It's a big deal back home. And look, he was going to be on a baseball field anyway. He was going to be playing some competitive games anyway. The WBC offers guys, basically you're with the team 3 weeks. And you have regular days off and all that. You know,
right.
So there is a risk of playing. But the greater good, and I think the one thing everybody in baseball has to focus on, is this thing good for the game? Has this tournament this year especially been good for the game? The games have been unbelievably compelling. The crowds have been fantastic. And to see those players, I started to call them kids, but they're not all kids, see the emotion and how much they care, and to hear those Team USA guys, Adam Jones and Eric Hosmer, talk about how they've come together and they've gotten to know each other. And just for a baseball fan to see players in a different venue and playing games like this, I just think it's been great. And I'm sorry Didi Gregorius got hurt. But, you know, when you play games, when you practice or play games, when you put on the cleats, there's a chance you're going to get hurt.
You know, Richard, there's something that I notice with the WBC. Unlike in the past, I see more emotion, especially from the American players this year, than I've seen in the past. I mean, it seems like everyone's excited. Everybody, doesn't matter who it is excited to play in the World Baseball Classic. What do you think?
Yeah, I think they get a little annoyed by the perception that only the Dominicans and only the Venezuelans, the guys that are out on the field, high-fiving, bat-flipping, I think they get annoyed that those are the only guys that show emotion. Eric Hosmer said, go look in our dugout. We have as much emotion as anybody else. We have come to depend on each other and trust each other, and that's the essence of a team. We just don't happen to run out on the field as often the others. But I'd say the other part of that is that I think just hearing the noise that the fans, the Dominican fans created, and seeing the exuberance of the players, I don't mean just the Dominicans, but the Puerto Ricans, the Caribbean states more than others. Allison Footer made this point. It's a good example for all of us. Let's go to a game, let's make noise, and let's have fun. And it just, there's a vibe to it that you don't always have.
Of all the things that I've seen at the World Baseball Classic, the one thing that has surprised me is that Daniel Murphy has not played. Are you surprised by that?
Well, and America's first baseman, Paul Goldschmidt, is playing behind Eric Hosmer now. I think that's one of the things that's the beauty of it. It's one of the balancing acts with Jim Leland. You're getting the best of the best. You're not getting utility guys there. Mm-hmm. And so it's a challenge for Jim to fill out the lineup card. And part of what he's got to do is to get everybody to buy in. You know, Andrew McCutchen isn't. I don't think he's been in every game. So, that's the challenge. Am I surprised? I just think it's a good team. It's a loaded team. And Jim has tough calls to make with the lineup card.
Now, Richard Justice has traveled around spring training. He's been to Arizona. He's now in Florida. Of all the teams you've seen, what team impressed you the most? Do you still think the Cubs are still the favorites? What do you think?
Yeah, I think the Indians and the Cubs are maybe a cut above everybody else. But the team that really made an impression on me was the Yankees. I think they've had just about a perfect spring training. That the three young guys they intend to open the season with, Judge, Bird, and Sanchez, have all been good. And then these other guys, Frazier, Torres, Caprillion, the next wave of talent, they have all looked fabulous. And so I don't know that any team's going to leave spring training more optimistic about the future than the Yankees are, how that translates to this year. In fact, when Gregorius got hurt, I thought, wow, did they pull the trigger and bring Gleyber Torres up now?
Yeah.
They sent him to the minor league. But I think they feel like James Caprillion will pitch for them at some point this year, and that Torres and maybe even the outfielder Clint Frazier could play. But they feel great about the decision they made to try to accumulate, to try to shore up the farm system at the expense a little bit of the 2016 season.
I mean, are you surprised that the Yankees are relying heavily on their farm system? I mean, I know Joe Girardi can do the job because he proved it in 2006 with the Marlins. But with this New York team, I mean, are you surprised they're relying so much on the farm system?
Hal Steinbrenner told me a couple of years ago, or maybe a year ago, and he said it a couple of times, I look around at the landscape of baseball, and I don't see why I have to have a $200 million payroll to win the World Series. Nobody else does. And you have to have a farm system. And that's especially, you and I know it's true of the Royals and the Pirates and the Rays, but it's true of the Yankees and Red Sox, too. And the Yankees had gotten to the point where what they were doing wasn't working. And so your choice is to just keep throwing money at it, trying to sign one more old guy. I saw it in Houston. I saw it in Baltimore. There's a point where you just look at it, you're old and you're bad and you're boring. What Brian Cashman did was, and Hal Steinbrenner was, said, okay, we're drawing a line in the sand. What we're doing is not working. We've got to get better. We've got to go back to our pipeline. Because look at all the Yankee dynasties, other than maybe those first Steinbrenner teams. But the last one, the Jeter, the Bernie, the Mariano run, those guys were homegrown. And that's how you have to do it. The Yankees are still going to spend money. They're not going to apologize for that. That's the legacy of George Steinbrenner. But the core of your team has to be homegrown. You can't buy a champion in free agency anymore, because a great percentage of the best free agents don't get to free agency because teams are locking them up sooner and sooner, just like we saw with the Rays and Kevin Kiermaier this week.
Right. What about Andrew McCutchen? This is a guy we know he's going to be traded at least by the deadline. And do you think he could help somebody? I mean, how do you feel about him?
Well, he went back defensively last year, but I'm a big believer in the guy. I think he's one of the most exciting players in baseball to watch. And I hope he has a great year and leads them to October. Right now, as we talk about the Pirates, five of their eight position players are homegrown. Four of their five starting pitchers are homegrown. This is how they have to do it, like we were talking. But there is a point. They have a young guy, their best prospect, Austin Meadows, an outfielder. He's ready to play. Now, is he Andrew McCutchen? No. But I would say there's a comfort level that if somebody wants – it was obvious. Andrew McCutchen was available this offseason. But, every team is trying to do what the Pirates are trying to do, is to get younger and invest in your kids. So, what we've seen with sluggers in free agency – it's a little bit harder to get the huge money. Teams have started to understand that the $100 million contracts haven't, in many cases, been a good investment.
Right, right. What about that NL West? AL West, I should say. That AL West is going to be tough.
Right. Four teams can win it. I can make a case for any of the four teams other than Oakland. Houston may be an inch ahead of everybody else, but if Dallas Keuchel or Lance McCullers is not healthy, that changes everything. And if the Angels get Garrett Richards and Matt Shoemaker, if they're full go this year, and all indications are they're going to be, they're going to have to go to the playoffs. And certainly, Texas, more questions about them, but Seattle, the job Jerry DePoto and Scott Servais done there is just phenomenal. And rebooting that team without spending huge money in free agency or without a top draft pick, they just did it internally, tried to get better day by day. And they're a real good defensive team. And if King Felix has another good year in him and Iwakuma has another good year in him, they've got a chance to go back for the first time in 16 years.
Right. I got to tell you, Richard, this is the last question. If you had to make a prediction, who would be in the World Series?
Indians-Dodgers would be my picks today. But, you know, it means nothing. I think there's 25 teams that see their own path to the postseason. Washington is right on the verge. The Cubs are good again. I think the Cardinals are going to be really good. And, you know, the Mets with that pitching, if they can get down into October, they got a chance to dominate. So that's the cool thing about being a fan now is that hope springs eternal almost everywhere.
That's true. Richard Justice, thank you so much. Baseball is a week and a half away, and can't wait. You take care.
Thank you.